Hey folks, it's been 6 months since we launched King Dude's KDN Steak Seasoning, and the results are in. Homemakers, backyard grill masters, and even professional chefs can't get enough of KDN Steak Seasoning. My super special method of rubbing, freezing, then blackening steaks has caught on like a MAGA hat at a Trump rally. To order an 8-ounce bag or six today, go to MikeChurch.com/rub. And now through Independence Day, add a bag of my classic Beast and Butt Rub and save 10% on both. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Seasoning is available exclusively at MikeChurch.com/rub.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, June the 21st, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Tropical Depression number 3 and 12 deaths. Magdalene Rose fills us in on a recent sharp rise in COVID deaths in Brazil, and a statue of Mary is unharmed. Tropical Depression Claudette claimed 12 lives in Alabama as the storm swept across the southeastern U.S., causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. 10 people, including 9 children, were killed on Saturday in a fiery multi-vehicle crash about 35 miles south of Montgomery on Interstate 65. The vehicle is likely hydroplaned on wet roads, with 8 children, ages 4 to 17, killed in a van belonging to a youth ranch for abused or neglected children operated by the Alabama Sheriff's Association. In other news, the COVID-19 pandemic is not over in Brazil. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The number of deaths related to COVID-19 has now passed 500,000 in Brazil, the second highest in the world. There were anti-government protests on Saturday, with tens of thousands of Brazilians joining in. Protesters were protesting against Brazil's President Bolsonaro and the government's handling of the pandemic. Marches took place in at least 22 of Brazil's 26 states. The COVID-19 outbreak in Brazil is being fueled by variants of the virus that are more transmissible, including the one that was first identified in the Amazon region and is now known as Gamma. COVID-19 recovery is one of the most important issues in the minds of Americans. However, it is necessary to remember the pandemic is not over or even slowing down in many countries throughout the world. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, a statue of the Virgin Mary was recently unharmed by an attack carried out against the 30th Brigade of Colombia's National Army. A car bomb exploded June 16th at the military base in Cúcuta, injuring 36 people. The Diocese for the Military of Colombia said on social media that he serves to, quote, maintain the faith among the soldiers, and that there is a feeling of, quote, a miracle of life and faith. Our quote of the day on this Monday comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. God gives each one of us sufficient grace ever to know his holy will and to do it fully. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was named patron of youth by Pope Benedict XIII in 1729, an action confirmed by Pope Pius XI in 1926. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Our saint of the day is Aloysius Gonzaga. The Lord can make saints anywhere, even amid the brutality and license of Renaissance life. Florence was the, quote, mother of piety for Gonzaga, despite his exposure to a, quote, society of fraud, dagger, poison, and lust. He was born on March the 9th, 1568, and as the son of a princely family, he grew up in royal courts and army camps. His father wanted Aloysius to be a military hero. At the age of 7, he experienced a profound spiritual quickening. His prayers included the Office of Mary, the Psalms, and other devotions. At the age of 9, he came from his hometown of Castiglione to Florence to be educated. By age 11, he was teaching catechism to poor children, fasting 3 days a week, and practicing great austerities. When he was just 13, he traveled with his parents and the Empress of Austria to Spain and acted as a page in the court of Philip II. The more Aloysius saw of court life, the more disillusioned he became, seeking relief and learning about the lives of the saints. Like other seminarians, Aloysius was faced with a new kind of penance, that of accepting different ideas about the exact nature of penance. He was obliged to eat more and to take recreation with the other students. He was forbidden to pray except at stated times. He spent 4 years in the study of philosophy and had Saint Robert Bellarmine as his spiritual advisor. In 1591, a plague struck Rome. The Jesuits opened up a hospital of their own, and the Superior General himself and many other Jesuits rendered personal service. Because he nursed patients, washing them and making their beds, Aloysius caught the disease. A fever persisted after his recovery, and he was so weak he could scarcely rise from bed. Yet he maintained his great discipline to prayer, knowing that he would die 3 months later within the octave of Corpus Christi at the age of 23. On June 21st, 1591. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.